This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
What's in today's Friday 4-Pack?
Jones and Keith here on WEEI. It's time for the Friday 4-Pack. It's brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. Visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential, remodeling, or commercial building materials and supplies. Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. We'll get into the Patriots coming up about 15 minutes from now. We mentioned at ESPN Bet, the most bet prop.
Oh, boy.
Since the schedule came out, is Patriots over 8.5. So is Drake May
people
ready?
People feel like it's a buying opportunity.
Well, they do.
Too many people.
Maybe it's the horse left the barn on that buying opportunity.
No.
Drake May, can he handle the year two expectations? That speaks to some of the expectations. We'll get to that coming up. In the meantime, what's first up in the 4-pack, Bill?
First up, who will lead the Patriots in receiving yards this season?
This is wide open. I don't know what the odds are on this. I didn't look at that. I was
just looking at
the roster and trying to figure it out. We did rushing yards last week, and I ultimately came down to Drake May as sort of an outside the box one. I'm still going to go Steph Diggs. And I think even if he plays 12 games, let's say he plays 12 games.
Which I think is, I bet that's the right number.
I'm obviously hoping for more, but let's say he plays 12 games. And even if he averages 70 yards a game, which would be a good clip, that puts you over 800. And so could there be a few guys in that area where you still don't have the 1,000-yard receiver, but it doesn't mean Drake May can't have a good passing season, and maybe it's split up with the tight ends, the backs, some of the other younger receivers, but I don't feel confident enough in any of the other receivers to point to. So I'll say, even though he's coming in banged up, I'll still say Steph Diggs.
So I have the same answer, and here's why. I think you have the right number. I think Diggs misses a month, roughly.
Okay.
So I just think he's going to be so hyper-targeted when he comes back that even if somebody plays 17 games and they're the next leading receiver after Diggs, whether that's Kyle Williams or Kendrick Bourne or Pop Douglas or whomever,
yeah.
I just think once Diggs comes back, he's the clear number one and he's so hyper-targeted that that's the guy. Are we all missing an obvious one? Is it possible it's just Hunter Henry and he's consistent and he's the guy who could do it?
Yeah.
He just didn't have a high enough total a year ago.
I don't think so.
He
may lead the team in touchdowns.
Okay, fair.
Receiving touchdowns and receiving or just receptions could be a guy like Henderson if he hits the ground running and you look back at it, you're like, oh, he had a lot of catches.
That's a good one.
But yards, I'm thinking Diggs.
So when Diggs is out, if he's even out, but let's say Diggs does what we think and he misses a month, who leads the team while Diggs is out?
Maybe Bourne?
That's my answer.
Okay. I lock step on this.
Well, okay, Bourne knows the offense.
Yeah,
he's
right.
Been productive in the offense
before.
He had
success. He was an 800-yard guy with McDaniels.
He's a full year removed from the injury. He's a nice player. You know, I don't think it's going to be Mac Hollins. I don't really even know that Pop Douglas is going to have much of a role. It's too early for Kyle Williams.
I feel like Kern almost was saying Kayshon Boutte is not guaranteed a spot. And he actually flashed last year, but he brings the example up a lot.
The way that
he called him Kevin Gamble. Like somebody has to score, somebody has to catch. Kind of.
He does love the Kevin Gamble.
It's a good one.
A more modern day, like Brad Stevens' first year, Jeff Green. Like somebody has to score.
Terry Rozier with the Hornets.
Even bad teams are putting up 80 a night.
Yeah.
So yeah, somebody's got to do it.
So I don't know about Booty. I don't know about any of the young guys. Really.
I think Booty, Polk, Baker, one of those guys. The only way they make the team, the only chance they even have at making the roster, is if Diggs starts on PUP. Otherwise, those guys aren't on the. None of those guys are on the team.
So no one's saying Mac Hollins.
No.
Yeah, I think he'll be a contributor, but not leading the team in anything.
No, I think it's Diggs.
Except going shoeless.
But that first month without Diggs, I would lean Kendrick Bourne. Mm-hmm. All right, what else do we have, Billy?
Will the Bruins hire a head coach before the end of the playoffs?
Okay, so we got an update yesterday from Pierre LeBrun on the Bruins coaching search. He says his understanding is that final interviews will be conducted next week.
Oh, great.
And then a decision will come after that. He said, I'm not sure who made the cut, but Boston has talked to a lot of people. Marco Sturm, Jay Woodcroft, Mitch Love, Luke Richardson.
Mitch Love.
Joe Sacco?
Yeah, get Joe Sacco an interview.
And Jay Leach, among those believed to have interviewed. It's fine he interviewed. I would hope he has no chance at actually getting the job. So they're going to do more interviews next week, and a decision will come after that. Will it happen before the end of the playoffs? No.
No, it won't. So right now they are two games in the East, one game in on the West to the conference final. So these series alone could go into June, right? Another week.
Mm-hmm.
Then the Stanley Cup final could go another. So we're talking about like a month. No, I don't think they have it done in a month.
Me either.
And the Blackhawks just hired a guy yesterday. So some of these teams, what are we talking about? The Rangers have hired a guy.
Rangers, Flyers, now
Flyers,
Blackhawks.
Yep. Blackhawks. Mm-hmm. So the Bruins just kind of hanging out, just kind of laying in the weeds
on
this one.
For the most part, yes.
Yeah.
That's
so
where
I say
at.
No. I say they're taking
the
time.
I also would say no. We were talking to Scott McLaughlin the other day off the air, and he's like, they usually take their time with these things. They didn't hire Monty until late.
True.
So I bet they'll they'll wait it out. They seem in no rush to do much of anything.
Yeah.
So I would say no, that will not be the case. Yeah. What's our next question, Billy?
Who is your favorite player from the Pacers and the Knicks of all time?
Whew! All time. So neither team I really liked, obviously.
Right.
You know, and even as a Celtics fan growing up, you would sort of like cheer for other teams just because the Celtics were bad for that stretch. But I didn't like either one of these. For the Knicks, it's probably Latrell Sprewell.
So good one. I have a player from the same era. I like that whole team, Keith. And again, I'm not a Knicks fan. We're not programmed to like teams from New York. I'm too young for Bernard King to like really remember Bernard King. He was playing when we were kids,
for sure.
But like vintage Bernard King, we're
no,
too
it's
young
probably
for that.
Post that,
I didn't like Ewing.
No,
and so when that team went on a run without Ewing, I'm like, all right,
Oakley,
this is
Starks, all those guys.
I liked LJ, and
oh, good one.
It's because I liked him earlier in his career too.
Same with Sprewell. I think I had the Warriors Sprewell jersey.
I liked the late career Larry Johnson, where he was pretty much just a chucker from 3-point land.
Yeah.
No more cool dunks. No more grandmama.
No.
But that
he'd shoot that elbow shot like Garnett.
That's who I liked. Yeah. So I liked later career LJ. For the Pacers, my Knicks answer actually was a lot easier. For the Pacers,
Terrence Stansbury. He was in some dunk contests. You know, Pacers is tough because I really never liked Reggie Miller. And I didn't have a dog in the fight. Like the Pacers-Knicks games, I would just watch from afar. I didn't really root for either one.
Reggie was very hard to like.
I didn't
you
like Reggie.
You like the Duncan Dutchman? You like Rick Smits?
I didn't like Rick Smits.
Detlef Schrempf.
I didn't like the Davis brothers.
You can't like Chuck Person, can you?
The Rifleman?
Yeah.
No, I like Jalen Rose.
Ooh, that's
he
a good
bounced
one.
Around,
that's a good one.
But like he was good with them for a year or two. So, because I love the Fab Five so much, so I'd probably go Jalen Rose.
So my guy actually could be a Knick as well. I didn't like him on the Knicks, but I did like him on those Pacers teams. I kind of like Mark Jackson on those teams.
Really?
Yeah,
I'd rather have Charlie Ward.
So
I thought, trophy winner.
Charlie Ward was in the mix on my favorite Knick.
Yeah, yeah.
But that was only because I liked him from college football.
Mm-hmm.
I like Mark Jackson
Mark
on
Jackson
those teams.
For both, right.
I was a point guard guy as a kid. I loved Tim Hardaway.
Uh-huh.
I like Mark Jackson. Just dishing the rock.
Yeah.
Alley-oops to the Duncan Dutchman.
I mean, I think now I'll
threes for Reggie Miller.
Halliburton might become one of the most popular Pacers for a while, like, especially if they can beat the Knicks in this series. I mean, Halliburton's going to vault because they have zero NBA success.
Yeah,
they've never won an NBA title.
So I'm
not saying they win it this year, but he's going to go flying up the board.
I guess I interpret this as more like from childhood. You know who I liked as we were older? I liked David West.
David West was good.
That was a good Pacer.
Yeah, yeah, he had a few really good years in the NBA.
Yeah, yeah. Was it all with Indiana? Where
no,
else
some
play?
Of it was Charlotte.
Yeah,
I think,
thank you.
Or
thank
the Hornets,
you.
Wherever they were. I think
I
you played with them too.
I like David West. Very memorable, ex-tattoo. I like David West.
I think he was like a real black belt too. I think he was a guy that could kick your ass.
That's like
James Johnson.
Thank you, yes. Yeah. Who is he also on the Pacers right now? I think he is.
Yeah.
What do you know? They got it.
They're like, we just want guys who could fight. Just in case. Well, actually, you know what? Ron Artest, Jermaine O'Neal.
That's a good point. After Malice in the Palace, they're like, we need guys that can
throw down.
Yeah, no, that's true.
That's a great what if, because that team probably could have won the
title.
Actually,
yeah, why didn't neither was that Artest?
No, I liked Ron Artest. Then the whole Metta World Peace thing, I'm like, you're losing me.
You couldn't have liked Jermaine O'Neal from his time in Boston.
I did not like Jermaine O'Neal. No.
I didn't like that either. No.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Okay, what's our last one, Billy?
Last question. If you could have any vehicle, what would it be?
So this inspired off of our Oscar Mayer Wienermobile, the Wienie 500 today.
Uh-huh.
So I would look at this one as either real or fictional vehicle. This can be any vehicle. Any vehicle. Like, literally.
So it's a Batmobile.
Well, it could be Batmobile.
Well, Batmobile
is up there.
Judging by some of our texts, Batmobile is ripping up and down 95.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Doug Flutie has a former, speaking of Heisman winners.
Reportedly.
So I have seven answers. No, I have a couple answers. So I like the dog van from Dumb and Dumber.
Oh, that's a great one.
Pretty hilarious.
Yeah. Lifts the leg to put the gas
in. I got
that's
worms.
Great. Yeah.
That's what we're going to call it.
Yeah.
I also like Benny the Cab from Who Framed Roger Rabbit, because he can also talk to you. He can take you places.
Sure.
He's got a great personality. It's not a roomy vehicle, but he can take you where you need to go, and he's got jokes.
Is Kit on there, or is Kit too, like, sassy for you?
Kit?
Kit from, like, Knight Rider? That's a very famous one, right?
Oh, yeah, you could do that.
So like it's Mr. Feeney's voice, right? I think it was Kit,
yeah. You could do that.
Yeah.
You think, like, there's a whole bunch of, like, old school. It was a bigger deal.
It was a sassier car.
I was going to say, like, the 70s and 80s, it was, like, a bigger deal to have, like, the car in, like, the movie or the show.
Yeah.
But I also like the Echo 1 from Ghostbusters. That's a wide sucker.
Nice.
That was pretty cool. It's got all the equipment on it.
So
awesome siren.
Yeah, cool siren. Good logo. And last one. Sorry, Jones.
No, you're good.
I think it's just a Jeep Wrangler, but when it has all the Jurassic Park stuff all over it,
nice.
The Jurassic Park Jeep is pretty sick.
So I took this much more literally. You have a much better list than me.
Dodge Stratus.
No, I was just like, does a boat count? Can I just be I'd like a boat.
Take a boat.
I
don't think you really want a boat.
Well, I don't want to be driving
it. You want to be friends with a guy who has a boat.
Right. Like, I want Hart to invite us on his
Correct.
Boat. Right. That's a good
that's
point.
That's what you want.
I don't want the upkeep on the boat. Oh. I don't really feel like I'm much of a boat guy.
You want like a plane or something?
But I definitely don't want that. So I just kind of came up with boat generically. But
you have a skateboard vehicle.
You have a much better list.
Yeah.
What would you want for a vehicle, Bill?
I like the Keaton Batmobile.
That one is pretty cool.
Nice.
I like that one. And Nick just had a good one too. The DeLorean.
DeLorean's badass.
It's a time machine. It's
you
a time
can
machine,
literally
though.
Time travel.
You see the video going around of the biker that crashed into the DeLorean? I have no idea if it's real or not. It looked fake with how, but the biker goes crashing face first into the DeLorean and like smashes his face
really
off the
hurt?
Back windshield. Like,
oh,
it's a parked DeLorean. The guy, and the guy comes out of nowhere.
I didn't see that.
The guy smashed his face off.
I'll take a look.
DeLorean, good one. Yeah, no, if you want some chuckles.
Yeah, I'll take a look at that.
You know,
maybe I like that a lot.
Maybe watch
the
out
time
for
machine version though.
The Park DeLorean, there, sir. So that's the Friday 4-Pack. Each and every Friday here on Jones and Keith.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.